News release. U.S. Senator Gary Peters. Washington, D.C., bipartisan legislation authored by U.S. Senator Gary Peters, MI, to expand the age eligibility for the Maritime Administration Student Incentive Payment Program is headed to the President to be signed into law, after passing the U.S. House of Representatives. The House companion legislation was introduced by U.S. Representative Jack Bergman, RMI-1. The Changing Age Determined Eligibility to Student Incentive Payments, Cadets, Act, which Peters reintroduced with U.S. Senators Todd Young, RN, Amy Klobuchar, DMN, Tammy Baldwin, DY, Ted Cruz, RTX, and Mike Braun, RN, would expand the Student Incentive Payment Program eligibility age for financial assistance to cadets who attended one of the six state maritime academies and commit to a post-graduation service obligation to include any qualified student who will meet the age requirements for enlistment in the U.S. Navy Reserve at their time of graduation. In return for their commitment to serve, cadets can receive up to $32,000 in this incentive payment funding over 4 years to help offset the cost of tuition, uniforms, books, and living costs. The Great Lakes Maritime Academy, one of the six national academies, is based at Northwestern Michigan College in Traverse City. The bill, which the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee advanced in March, passed the Senate last Congress. Graduates of these prestigious academies go on to play a critical role in strengthening our robust maritime sector in Michigan, our economy, and national security, said Senator Peters, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee and former lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy Reserve. My bipartisan bill will incentivize more cadets to continue serving their country after graduation, while helping them receive a high-quality, affordable education. This common-sense bipartisan solution will expand opportunities for veterans and older students who wish to become mariners, a crucial national security need, and will greatly benefit Michigan's maritime industry, said Representative Bergman. The six state maritime academies are grateful to Senator Peters's Cadets Act, said Admiral Jerry P. Achenbach, Superintendent, Great Lakes Maritime Academy. This act will allow military veterans and non-traditional students to be eligible for compensation for agreeing to serve the United States as commissioned officers in the Navy's Strategic Sealift Officer Program upon graduation. Additionally, it addresses the current shortage of licensed officers in the U.S. Merchant Marine. Senator Peters's dedication to the Cadets Act is greatly appreciated, and will benefit veterans and non-traditional students not only in Michigan, but across the nation. The Lake Carriers Association and its member companies strongly support Senator Peters's bill encouraging more Michiganders and Americans to join the U.S. maritime industry, said Jim Weekly, President, Lake Carriers Association. Those men and women who delayed college to serve their country should not be denied opportunities given to younger, more recent high school graduates. This common-sense legislation is long overdue and we greatly appreciate Chairman Peters's leadership. The Cadets ACT is the definition of good legislation and takes yet another step towards ensuring our veterans have meaningful and far-reaching career opportunities, said Paul Lamari III, Director, Port of Monroe. As a veteran and merchant mariner, I can attest that the leadership skills developed in the military are as essential to the sustainability of the Great Lakes maritime industry as the men and women who breathe life into it. Current Student Incentive Payment Program age requirements prohibit cadets older than 25 from participating in the program. State maritime academies have programs to recruit former military veterans and service members, but most of these cadets are too old to qualify for this funding. As a result, older students, many of whom are veterans, therefore do not qualify for this program due to their age. Senator Peters's Cadets Act would expand the eligibility age to include any qualified student who will meet the age requirements for enlistment in the U.S. Navy Reserve at their time of graduation, and ensure that high-performing, non-traditional cadets can receive this funding.